This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Welcome to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report Monday Night Edition, and it's all presented to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 WSEG. Now remember, we'll be streaming live for the next hour on ESPNCoastal.com. You can listen to us on your smartphone, get the ESPN Radio app, go to Savannah Hilton, and of course, download TuneIn Radio, T-U-N-E-I-N, TuneIn Radio, go to WSEG Sports Talk Savannah. It's a Monday night here, and I'm always happy to come on Monday nights because that means on Saturday we are your home for Bulldog football. That's the University of Georgia football, and it's kind of sad for me because I always get excited when I say I'm handing the ball off to Coach Mark Richt because the Mark Richt show follows my show. But I mean, it's probably one of the few times I could do this, and Mark Richt will be on after. He's supposed to be on the show. It's supposed to be live. You can hear what the man had to say, and I'll get to that story in a couple of minutes. Like I say every Saturday morning or Monday night, we got a great lineup. It's a shortened version tonight. It's only an hour. So we'll be talking to our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic of the Week, Athlete of the Week, at about 7:17, and this kid had an unbelievable game in the championship game. That's right, Memorial Day School. Three-peats. The GISA class championship, that's 3 years in a row they won the football championship, 13, 14, and 15. This young man had a game, I mean, what can I say, over 190 yards in the winning championship game against Robert Toombs Christian Academy, 56-28, the Blue Thunder won. That's three champions in a row, and he's only a junior. He'll be back next year. He got hurt last year during the basketball season towards the end, and when they went to do surgery in August, it was a little worse than they thought. So he didn't come back until probably about four or five games left in the season. And what a championship night he had. So he'll be on in the second quarter, roughly about 7:17. And about 7:33, we'll go to the man himself. The man has seven rings. Yes, five in football, two in basketball. It's all at his alma mater. Yes, I'm sorry. And he's also the Georgia Independent Schools Association state football coach for the All-Star game this Saturday. And that's our own Michael Thompson, and then we'll close out the show. Well, what do you want me to say? I usually go to the information right here, and it's kind of sad because I'll get into that in a second. But when you lose someone great like Mark Richt, I'll get into that. But once again, the Atlanta Hawks are on tonight. They're taking on the OKC, Oklahoma City Thunder in Atlanta. They since the last time we talked, they're the Hawks are at 11-8 right now. They're in seventh place in the Eastern Conference, so they dropped a couple games. I think they went 2-3 the last time we talked. They'll be on at 8 o'clock tonight. The Falcons, I don't know what to tell you about the Falcons. It wasn't a good November for the Falcons. They lost to Minnesota yesterday 20-10. It's kind of tough because they were sitting pretty until they entered the month of November. Now they're going to be sweating and working hard to get into the playoffs. And then, of course, Jacksonville took it on a chin yesterday against San Diego. They had won two straight. We were getting excited about the Jaguars because we are your Jaguars station right here in Savannah, Georgia. And Jacksonville took it on a chin. They lost 31-24 to San Diego yesterday. So what can I say? That's our pro teams right now. And, of course, the Braves are trying to fill out the roster. We're going to see what they're going to do. As far as college football, Savannah State ended 1-9. They did play a very good game against South Carolina State. There was a very respectable game. Georgia Tech, our boy Brad Stewart coming from BC, going to Georgia Tech, and them taking it on the chin against Georgia. Not really on the chin, 13-7 game, but 3-9 for the season for the Georgia Tech rambling wreck. Paul Johnson's offense never got started. But don't forget, he had a lot of young kids, a lot of freshmen and sophomore on that offense. And I do got to, I do agree with my buddy, my cohort on Friday nights when we do the ESPN high school game in a week fueled by M-Market, Kevin the Biscuits Gravy Thomas. I do feel for him. It was a very young team, and he did well. Okay, he did well. He did what he had to do. They were in a lot of games. I think out of the nine games they lost, like six of them they lost by less than five. Six were less than 5 points. I mean, so, but once again, we'll see what happens to the Yellow Jackets next year. And, of course, Georgia Southern has one more game against Georgia State. The rematch up there in the prettiest little stadium in the United States. It's at Statesboro in Paulson Stadium. 2 o'clock kickoff this Saturday. Georgia Southern's bowl bound. I don't think they're going to win their conference like they did last year, the Sun Belt Conference. I don't think they're going to win their conference, but they're bowl bound. We don't know where they're going to go yet, but you got to be pretty excited. 2 years into NCAA football bowl series division, you got to be excited about it. Willie Fritz and the crew up there is doing a great job. So we'll see how that goes Saturday. And then last one, the University of Georgia beats their arch rival up in Bobby Dowd Stadium, up there in the ATL in Atlanta, 13-7, and we find out yesterday Mark Richt is getting fired. You know, me personally, I've said this all along, and I know how I'm going to end out the first show. We got a lot of high school sports going on, but I'm not going to go to that scoreboard. I got to talk about Mark Richt right here because it's the only chance I'm going to get. The man is class. I listened to the conference today, and the man did not have one bad thing to say about the University of Georgia. He says that's a business, and it is a business. College sports is a business. Professional sports, it's a business. It's all about the money. You know, Mr. Garrity, the athletic director, felt on his way home from the Georgia Tech game that this was something he had to do. Well, you know, he was very classy, like he always is, a lot of faith in God, the Lord, and his wife, Catherine. I think he's still going to coach. And I'm going to say it right here. I wouldn't be surprised. I haven't listened to any talk sports radio all day long except for his conference. I think he's going to go back to his alma mater. He's a Miami Hurricane. He was the backup to Jim Kelly. So he has a lot of experience. I think he's going to wind up in Miami. He's going to bring that program back to respectability. He's going to bring the discipline that he's always brought to Georgia. He's going to bring that class. And you know what? I'm going to root for the man. The man is a class act. And I know he's gone. Georgia let him go, and I can understand that. You know, they weren't getting where everybody wanted them to go. They weren't winning the SEC titles. They didn't win a national championship. It's pretty hard to win a national championship. National championship. And I'm getting excited here because I'm getting frustrated because I can't believe the man got fired. But anyway, in the SEC. But, you know, Nick Saban's done in Alabama. But, you know, Alabama, in my mind, I hate to say it, has been one of the best football programs for the past decade, probably in the history of college football. Bear Bryant. I mean Nick Saban. It's a great football program, and when you have to go against them every year, it's pretty tough. But like I said, Mark Richt is a class act. I can't believe he's gone, but it had to be done. I can understand being a coach, a high school coach, that you know your job is always on the line, and when you get to that level and a pro level, there's even more tension, there's even more stress to succeed. And I tell you, listening to him at that conference today, it seemed like there was a weight lifted off his shoulder. And what a class guy. He doesn't want to leave. He wants to finish out the season, go to the bowl game with his kids, his boys. And, like, you know, you got to love him for that. There's a lot of Mark Richt haters out there because he couldn't win the big one for Georgia. I just hope we get something good. Remember, don't wish for something you don't have. I just hope something comes in and is as good as this guy. I hope there's somebody out there that can get Georgia over the hump and bring a SEC championship and then a national title. But, it's a sad day in the coaching fraternity. And a lot of the coaches said when they fire a guy like Mark Richt, you don't know what's going on. And I think that's from Dabo Sweeney from the number one team in the nation this year, the Clemson Tigers. So we'll see. But once again, let's get rolling. The show cannot happen without 25 of the finest and best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region backing me up. They have a full-service outpatient surgery center, digital MRI, X-ray services, physical therapy, hand therapy, one convenient location. Optum Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care. And remember, they support our local athletes and our local sports. They're doctor-led, but they're patient-focused. The center is located at 210 Eastern Avenue right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. Or you can visit them on the World Wide Web at optimhealth.com. Well, you know, I'm excited about it. We have a school winning the state championship. That's right. 3 years in a row I've said this. This must be Championship Monday because a couple of weeks back, I had the Calvary Day School Lady Cavaliers Volleyball Program. So Monday night championship night right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.5 FM. And we'll have a guy who had a phenomenal night, Shavari Williams from Memorial Day School. This kid ran for over 190 yards. If I'm not mistaken, it was 197. We'll get more into the stats when he comes on. Just remember, you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, the Monday night edition, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3. It's all brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics. And remember these call letters, WSEG Sports Talk Savannah.
To hit a home run, you need to anticipate all the options. And just like in our daily lives, it's better to be prepared before you're thrown a curveball. As one of the oldest and most trusted independent insurance agencies in the Southeast, Bernard Williams Insurance believes in preparing for those unexpected challenges that life throws our way. By providing the best coverage, loss control, and claim services in the industry, Bernard Williams Insurance and auto owners make sure that you are ready for the next pitch. And we appreciate our clients and our communities for letting us be members of their teams for over 80 years. Whether it's home, auto, life, health, business, or financial planning, let Bernard Williams Insurance and auto owners help you plan a winning strategy. For more information, call us at 912-234-4476 or visit us at thepowerofthesHield.com.
Are you ready for some football? Preseason savings are happening right now at Dan Baden Chevrolet Cadillac. We're full out blitzing high prices on all new 2015 Chevrolets. Find new roads and save thousands on America's toughest truck. That's right, the award-winning 2015 Chevy Silverado is now starting at just $19,995. Or get 0% interest for 72 months on a new Camaro, Malibu, Traverse, or Cruze. You choose. Put no money down and pay no interest for 6 years on an all-new 2015 Chevy Camaro, Malibu, Traverse, or Cruze. Get off the bench. Find new roads and score big with preseason savings only at Dan Baden Chevrolet Cadillac, 9393 Abercorn Street in Savannah, or online at BadenChevy.com. That's BadenChevy.com. With approved credit, model FC150662, plus tax, tag, and title. Monthly $1,388 per $1,000 finance. See dealer for details.
The Georgia Southern Eagles are soaring into a new campaign. Basketball season and single game tickets are on sale now at gseagles.com. All 15 men's games, all 15 women's games, including 9 Sun Belt Conference doubleheaders. Season tickets start as low as $65 per sport. Or you can purchase a combo season ticket for only $120. Catch every shot, every steal, every slam dunk. Call 1-800-GSU-WIN or head to gseagles.com. Georgia Southern Hoops, the journey continues.
It's a brand new day, and N-Market's doing business in a brand new way. N-Market is making their commitment to fresh food and good health more convenient than ever. Now you can load your N-Market cash card right from your debit card. Use it for purchases at the pump or for food and merchandise, and for a limited time, you'll get a standard Snickers or M&Ms for just 79 cents. With new healthy choices, you can feel good about stopping in with your family anytime. N-Market, enriching lives in the communities we serve.
Good times, good friends, and good food. Come join the family at Basil's Pizza and Deli on Wilmington Island, Johnny Mercer Boulevard next to Ace. Thanks to you, Basil's Pizza and Deli has meant family-friendly food and fun 7 days a week for more than 15 years. Check out the new bar at Basil's with over 16 craft brews on tap, big games on big TVs, and live music inside or outside on the deck Thursday through Sunday, and the best pizza in town. So bring your family to meet our family. Good times, good friends, good food. Basil's Pizza and Deli.
Hey, it's your running shoes talking to you. Remember us? Yeah, all those long evening runs, the early morning sprints. Remember that 10K we did together? What happened? At Optum Orthopedics, we know you're not yourself when even just one part of you is hurt. That's why our award-winning doctors cover every bone in the body, and we work together as a team to get you feeling like you again. It's an approach we call combined strength. Optum Orthopedics. We get you back to you. Visit OptumHealth.com.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
called Amasi, and another one bites the dust as the Memorial Day School football team, the Blue Thunder, catches their third state championship. And we're at a favorite segment of mine, and that's the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. And this young man's been waiting to get back on the football field. Towards the end of basketball season, he had a bad ankle injury, and they didn't really know what it was. And then they went in there in August to look at it because it was bothering him. He had a torn ligament in his ankle. Well, it took him about 8-9 weeks to get back, but he started coming back slowly. He got into the game on October 1st against Robert Toombs Christian Academy in a Memorial Blue Thunder win, 42-21, and he was slowly getting in there. Third game back against Southland, 7 touches, 110 yards, 110 yards, 7 touches, 110 yards, a touchdown, 45-yard touchdown run. Then he comes back in the championship. Well, Briarwood, he gets into the semifinal game, touched the ball 10 times, 75 yards, 7.5 yards carry, scores another touchdown, and I'm telling you right, championship night, championship day at Mercer University. Gets 19 carries, 197 yards, and he has 2 touchdowns on the night. And, I mean, what else can I have? It's Monday night. It's championship night. You got to have a Memorial Day School football player on as your Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. He's only a junior. He'll be back for some more next year with Michael Thompson and the Blue Thunder. And this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Memorial Day School football player, running back Shavari Williams. Congratulations, Shavari. Great win. I mean, great game. Unbelievable, eh?
Oh, yeah, sir. It's very good. Like, we were struggling at the beginning of the year, so, you know, everybody had to get back in touch and back in rhythm. And when I came back, coach just threw me right on in it, and we got the ball rolling.
Well, yeah, I mean, it seems like you made a big difference. And when you came back there on October 1st against Robert Toombs Christian Academy, and the way Mr. Sussman talks about you, he said, you know, it's a shame because he said if you would have played the whole year, those first 5 games would have been probably a lot different. But, you know, like Coach Thompson says, you know, to be the best, you got to play the best. And you guys started out with a tough non-region schedule. You went 1-4, and you finished up 9-4, so you ran off 8 straight games, get you another ring, and 2 years in a row. How does that feel, getting another ring for another finger?
It's very – you got to be humble about it, right? Because, I mean, not too many high school players win a ring in high school. So, I mean, when we won last year, I was very humble, and it really changed my look on football because it just shows me what predicament I am in and what I'm capable of doing and what my team is capable of doing. Coach Mike just put us in the right situation to win and do the right thing, and we just go out there and execute.
Well, you know, you're learning from a guy who's made it to the college level at Georgia Southern. He knows what it takes to get there. You've been through a lot. So, I mean, great game, 197 yards, 19 carries, 2 touchdowns. This all had to start somewhere. When did you start playing football?
I started playing when I was 4. I started playing for the Carville Stallions when I was 4, and then I just kept going from there. I played for Richmond Hill Middle School, and then my freshman year I played for Beach, and then I transferred to Memorial in my 10th grade year. So I've been playing a long time.
I'm trying to remember. 2 years ago, that was probably my the last year I coached JV football over there at Islands High School. So
yes, sir, we played, y'all.
Yeah, we beat you too. No, I think you beat us. I don't know.
Yeah, we did.
You probably did beat us twice. The 2 times we played you. The second year was better than the first year for us, but always a lot of fun with Coach Hawthorne and the gang, especially I'll give away my age. I coached against Michael Thompson when he was still in high school. So, but, you know, 193 yards, 197 yards, you're coming back, you're a running back. I mean, what do you like most about the game of football? Do you like running the ball? You like hitting somebody? What do you like the most?
I just love the contact. I mean,
did they put you on defense?
Yeah, I play defense too. I play linebacker.
Okay.
So it's very fun. It's like a brotherhood. I mean, it teaches you how to deal with different people. It teaches you how to prepare for life when you're older. So, I mean, I just love it.
Responsibility, be on time, hold your end of the bargain.
Yes.
You know, there comes a lot to it. Now, once again, like I said, once you got into the swing of things, getting back from that ankle injury, that ankle surgery, 197 yards. I mean, and now you're telling me you play linebacker. What do you feel you do best on the football field? Is it running the ball? Is it tackling somebody or bringing the wood and smacking somebody?
I mean, I don't do anything particularly very great, but I do everything well. So I say that I'm very balanced. I don't really do anything great. I'm very balanced.
So, I mean, but, you know, 197 yards is, a pretty balanced night. It's a pretty unbelievable night. Yes, did you think you had that many yards when the game finished?
No, sir. I wasn't really concerned with the yards. I just happy that we won. And then the cameras kept coming to me, telling me, I had 197. I just
went with the flow of the game. Whatever happened, happened. Team play there.
Yes, sir.
You weren't worried about
effort. Team effort.
You touch the ball 19 times, pretty special. Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, the Monday night edition. We're talking to the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Memorial Day School, junior running back Shavari Williams. So, you know, coming into the season, you started out with the ankle injury. You started out in surgery. What was your goal when this all started to unfold at the beginning of the season?
My individual goal?
Yeah, your individual goal.
My individual goal really was to we had a lot of younger guys coming in this year. So my individual goal was just to show them how to work hard, how to be a good football player, how to take criticism from the coaches.
How'd you do that when you were sitting on the sideline waiting for that ankle
to hit? Well, just out there at practice with my boot on, just talking to them, telling them what they're doing wrong, telling them what they're doing right, just giving them like, just
instruction.
Clapping them up when they do good, but also bring them down when they do bad, but then build them back up.
Well, you know, there's got to be constructive criticism when it comes to the game. Somebody's got to correct your mistakes so you can get better at it. So, now, as far as the team goal, I mean, that was common sense, I guess. Yeah. Three-peat, right?
Team goal, yes, sir. Team goal is a three-peat, and that's what we did.
Well, yeah, this wasn't a question I put down for you. Did you guys think you had a shot when you went 1-4 to start the season?
At first, when we went 1-4, we had it was a lot of people that hung their hats on us. They were doubting us and all. But, you know, Coach Mike and all of them, they just kept an eye here. We're going to be okay. Let's go to practice next week and let's just work hard. And then Coach Mike kept putting it in our head, and that's what we did. We're not didn't work hard. And then as we started winning, everybody else's confidence started building back up. So, yes, sir. As we started winning, our confidence of three-peating went back
up. Started building, okay. Yes, I'm talking to Shavari Williams. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. And he just was part of that three-peat team. Had 19 carries, 197 yards, 2 touchdowns in the championship game last Saturday for the Blue Thunder of Memorial Day School, beating Robert Toombs Christian Academy 56-28. So, you know, here's your chance. Get to give out some love to the brothers. So tell us what brothers on your team had a great season.
Oh, the whole team had a great season. I mean, the whole team, everybody played their part. Everybody played a big role in what we did. But Irvin Riley, I seen running back, championship game at halftime. He wasn't having such a good game. So, you know, I guess he had the torch to me. So I had to bring us to the promised land. So I just wanted to give a shout out to him for
good kid.
Yeah,
good. Big player, big team player over there at Memorial Day School. Had him on the show, really down to earth, knows what's going on. Good kid.
Sir.
All right, so, you know, as far as the man that runs the show, you know, behind every great team is a great coaching staff. Of course, there's the head coach. Tell us something about Coach Thompson, what he means to Shavari Williams.
Coach Mike, that's my boy. He played a big part of my life ever since I came to Memorial. Like, he has a lot of wisdom. I just sit and listen to him. He tell me a lot of stuff, what to do, not only dealing with football, but life period and school period. He tells me, like, if I'm having a bad day, it's okay, son. You'll be okay, this, that. So, yeah, Coach Mike, he plays a big part of my life. I really do look up to him.
How about the other coaches?
Oh, yeah, Coach Miller. Coach Miller, he kind of like the grandfather of the team. Yeah, he hard on you, but deep down, he love you. And then we got Coach D. He the crazy one. Everybody loves him.
He's got to be a loose cannon, right?
Yeah, then we got Taylor. He like one of us.
Taylor Thompson.
Yeah, he like one of
Daniel
us.
Daniel Thompson.
Yeah, so I just, all
Coach
the coaches.
D.
All the coaches just, you know.
Coach Bowling, right?
Yeah, Coach Bowling. We got Coach Bowling, too. And Sussman. I mean, all the coaches really just show us love and show that they care for us and, you know, preparing us to be men in life. So I love all of them.
I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm talking to Shavari Williams, running back from Memorial Day School, part of that three-peat championship team, Georgia Independent School Association championship team. Now, like I said, everybody knows that you ripped your ankle apart playing basketball. So besides basketball and football, are there any other sports you get involved in?
I tried soccer. I played soccer, and I also played baseball. I played second base and catcher.
Oh, well, you know, Coach Bowling's going to get you out there.
Yes, sir.
Did you play over at Beach for Coach Hawthorne, too?
Yes, sir. I played shortstop at Beach.
That Beach, so yes, Coach Bowling's a good guy. So, you know, I'm going to put you on the spot here. We know football and baseball. Now you're throwing football, basketball, baseball. You threw soccer out there. Which one is the one that you like the most?
Playing.
Which sport do you like to play the most?
I got to go with football. I love to play basketball. It's a fun game to play, but, you know, football is where it's at. Football my first love, so I got to go with football.
Well, I know you like hooping, and you reminded me right away. We beat you in overtime one night, but and now I'm remembering. What number did you wear?
Number 15.
15, right?
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, you did a number on us that day, too. So, now, do you have a chance to do anything else besides sports, outside of school, extracurricular activities? You need clubs at school? Do you do anything like that?
I got, it's a group called Embody. Delta Sigma Theta.
There you go.
Yes, sir. So
those Greek names, I have a tough time too.
Yeah, so I'm in that group. It's a group that help build young men character, and they take us on college trips and stuff. So I'm involved with that. I've been there for about 4 years. I won first members to join because it just started up about three years ago. So my freshman year, I joined that. So I'm in that. I also sing in the choir at my church and stuff. You know, I do stuff with the community.
Got some good chords?
A little bit. I do stuff in the community with my mom also. So.
All right. So, any plans now? You still got another year to go, high school, football, basketball. Any plans? Any colleges? Anything you want to do? Where you want to go?
Yeah, I plan on going to college. I plan on going to college.
Now, as far as when you get to college, forget about the football and the sports.
Yeah,
you got to think of something, academics and after school. What do you want to be? Any specific field interest you?
I haven't really looked into a specific field. I know I want to have something to do with law enforcement.
Nice. Criminal justice. Good field. Now, you know, like you said, you told me you started at Beach. This is your second year at Memorial Day School. What does going to Memorial Day School mean to Shavari Williams?
It means a lot because ever since I got the memorial, my attitude has changed for one.
Nice.
The way I work on the field has also changed because last year we had two seniors in Mecca Cooper and McKinley Harrison that really pushed me to work hard. So that changed.
Another good running back.
Yes, sir. And so that changed. So, I mean, Memorial has brought a lot out of me. It's brought a better Shavari out of Shavari.
Well, I already asked you how you felt about winning a championship. Now you got to go for a three-peat for yourself, but a four-peat for the school. So keep it the great work. And like Coach Sussman says, you worked hard, and you've been a big spark plug since you come back. And that's why you were nominated for this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week, November 30th. Shavari Williams from Memorial Day School Football from the state championship three-peat football team. Keep it the great work, and let's have you back again your senior.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, just stay right here. We'll wrap it up. Remember, this spot cannot happen without our sponsor, and that's Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic. Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You want to pick something up and throw it across the room, if you can. Well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthy life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations. That's right, two locations. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, visit Dr. Bart in Pula, Georgia, at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, and he will help you with all your chiropractic needs. Next up, we got to talk to the coach of the state champions, 3 years in a row for Michael Thompson, three-peating the Georgia Independent State Association Championship. Michael Thompson on deck. You're listening to the Call of the Master Sports Report, brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG. We'll be right back after this.
It's finally here. The grand opening of the bigger, badder Savannah Harley-Davidson at 1 Fort Argyle Road next to I-95, exit 94. All weekend long, it's your chance to twist the throttle on one of the brand new 2016s as the HD Factory demo trailer rolls into town. Plus, more giveaways, more deals, more space, and more fun. Check out SavannahHD.com for details. And don't forget Golden Isles Harley-Davidson in Brunswick will join in the celebration, offering new and used motorcycles, rentals, repair, apparel, and jewelry, plus genuine Harley-Davidson accessories online at GoldenIslesHD.com. Whichever location you choose, come take part in the grand opening celebration starting Saturday, November 14th at high noon. Taste the freedom of the undisputed king of the American road, Harley-Davidson. Bigger and better than ever in Savannah.
Rev it up, let's have some fun. Savannah Harley-Davidson.
At Digital Access Security Integrated, it's all in the name. So many related services under one roof. DASI started over 15 years ago, locksmithing here in the Savannah area. Soon, our reputation for quality grew, and we added residential, automotive, and safes. DASI branched out into commercial, industrial, and government security, home and business surveillance cameras, security alarms, and even automotive and GPS tagging. We are the one-stop security shop for Savannah and beyond. And
we built our company on a foundation of trust. We're proud of the reputation for top quality work and hardware done right, on time and at prices that are fair and equitable. And all through Digital Access Security Integrated's 15 years in the trade, most of our staff of experienced and professional locksmiths have been with us all along. That means reliability and integrity to you. So you see, it's all in the name. Digital Access Security Integrated, your one-stop security shop. Call 927-9007. All sports, all the time, that's Coach's Corner on Victory Drive in Thunderbolt. No matter what the season, there's always a reason to check out Coach's Corner. With 27 ice-cold craft beers on tap, Bud Light buckets for just $12.50. Happy hour till 7 every weekday. $15 100-ounce beer towers all week long. And an amazing all-star menu with generous portions spilling over the place. Saturday, the Georgia State Panthers are in town to take on the GSU Eagles. And the Longhorns are at Baylor. Sunday, it's the Falcons at the Buccaneers. And the Jags meet the Titans at 1 p.m. And Monday Night Football has Cowboys at the Redskins. And Coaches has your Hawks games nightly. It's every game on every TV all week long. And now's the time to talk holiday catering for you and your crew. As always, it's you, the fans, that have made Coach's Corner the best sports bar in the Lowcountry again and again. All sports, all the time, that's Coach's Corner, Victory Drive in Thunderbolt.
Hey, it's your running shoes talking to you. Remember us? Yeah, all those long evening runs, the early morning sprints. Remember that 10K we did together? What happened? At Optum Orthopedics, we know you're not yourself when even just one part of you is hurt. That's why our award-winning doctors cover every bone in the body, and we work together as a team to get you feeling like you again. It's an approach we call combined strength. Optum Orthopedics. We get you back to you. Visit OptumHealth.com.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Kim Rice, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299. And now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
I'm Carl DeMasi, and you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here, Monday night edition on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 WSEG. And it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. And what Monday nights. I got to love Monday nights. It's a sad Monday night for me, but right now it's a joyful Monday night. But I go back a couple of weeks. I had the Calvary Day School volleyball team on, the championship team. I had Hannah Carver, the player of the week. We had Hannah Hunter, the coach of the week, and now we're following up on a Monday night with the three-peat Memorial Day School football team winning the state championship on Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock, Mercer University, beating Robert Toombs Christian Academy 56-28. And I'm telling you right now, it didn't start out too good for this team. They started out 1-4. They played some tough competition. Let's talk about it. Valwood won the state championship in their classification. Pinewood Christian, always a powerhouse. Bethesda Academy make it to the semifinals of Skeezer. Trinity Christian, and that's their lone win. Then Bullock Academy, another top team in the Georgia Independent Schools Association. So what can I tell you? But this man's been there. He's got 5 football rings now. He's got 2 basketball rings now. He's got to get 3 more. And I said when he gets his 11th ring, he's going to share it with me. Joining us now on the ESPN Radio 9 Line of Power Hotline, the three-peat, the 5-time Georgia Independent State School Association championship coach from Memorial Day School, Michael Thompson. What's up, Michael? Congratulations and great job again, brother.
Thank you so much. What's going on?
Yo, it's another show. I'm talking to you again. I know I've been bugging you to come on the show, and I know you're really a humble guy, and you know you don't boast about what you've done, but I mean you got to be proud about this crew, Michael. You started out 1-4, and everybody was doubting what's going on with Memorial Day School. They're 1-4. They're never going to get back to the championship game. Hey, but you got these kids believing. I mean, Shavari Williams just saying, coach saying, don't give up. It's going to get better. You got to be really proud of this group of football players this year.
Oh yes, we talked early at the beginning of the season. And we talked about building that foundation, and that's exactly what we did throughout the season. And I'm just so proud to share this experience with a good group of football players and a good group of student athletes. I mean, they really put pride into Memorial Day School, and I'm just so happy to be a part of that once again.
Well, I know I've asked you this many a time. Growing up, going to Memorial Day School, Mr. Sussman got you over there. You stand out basketball, football player. You go over to Georgia Southern. And, I mean, in your wildest dreams, did you think you ever come back to the school and win 7 championships, 5 in football and 2 in basketball?
No, I didn't. It was just something that I just kept tuned with and was humbled enough. It was grateful enough to get mentors in front of me who would show me the way, the right way to do things, and the way to manage my time management and just get myself on track to be as successful as I was or I am as a coach. And I just give thanks to the guys that was in front of me and mentored me and just make sure that I was on the right path to becoming and accomplish some of the things that I did.
And, of course, I know I can remember some of these names, Chuck Smith, Seth Gaspin, any other coaches over there. Of course, the man himself, he bleeds red, white, and blue, and he is a Blue Thunder, a Matador, Mark Sussman. Anybody else I forget over there that was your coaches?
Oh, yeah, Coach Tony Welch, who's now with Savannah High. He did a great job the first years of mentoring me, making sure I got on the right path and knew how to manage a football and basketball team. And I commend him a lot with that. And, you know, just being under the guidance of Sussman the whole time I was there at Memorial, it really helps out a lot when you can always come to a father figure and ask a question. He can give you a direct answer.
Like, you're talking about father figures. You're also talking about brothers. Your brother followed you there, your cousin. It's a family affair over there, Michael, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, and that's what makes Memorial so different. I mean, of course, you're going to have a strong alumni, but when you can shake each other's hands every Friday night and you know they are blood and you know they represent and want to represent the same thing, it says a lot for an organization like Memorial Day School.
And I know you probably, I don't know how you're going to answer this question, but finally, and I'm going to say it, finally, I've been calling you the guys, the Rodney Dangerfield of Savannah football, winning all these championships, not getting enough ink, enough publicity. But finally, the Georgia Independent Schools Association recognizes you and has asked you finally to coach the All-Star game. How did that make you feel?
Well, it was just, you know, and I always was told good things to come to those who wait. And I've been waiting for this moment, and I'm going to make sure I do everything I can to, you know, make this a great experience, just to make sure when I go down to Macon, encourage these guys that, you know, this is the opportunity a lot of people would love to have, and just make sure that they take it and grasp it, and this is a memory that you'll never forget. So I'm going to just take that and just bring that with me up to make, and I'm just so happy to be recognized as a GISA head coach who's going to be coaching on the All-Star team.
Well, it's something that you deserved every year, winning a state championship, getting the snub not to coach it, and usually it goes to the, you know, the guy that wins the championship. But now – everybody doesn't realize this. There's no break or there's no rest for the weary because you finished football on Saturday and you're on the basketball today already. The basketball court.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, Michael.
Correct.
I mean, how's that juggling? I mean, you get no break.
Well, that's good for me because that keeps me busy and that keeps my mind just on my players and keeps me involved in their lives and making sure they're headed in the right direction. And, you know, and I know if you have a passion for something, it's hard to stay away from it. So that's one of my things that I try to keep myself involved in, or something I love, and make sure I dedicate myself to every time my players step out on the field and court, they're going to give 100%. And I'm going to put that structure in so when they take that, if they're done with one more, they can go and accept that in their life and hopefully build character and grow up to be great husbands and providers for their family.
Hey, let me ask you this question. Do you know when your next holiday is? When your next break is?
I try not to have any. Because usually when you're on holidays, you spend money, and I don't have a lot of that.
I agree. I don't know when the next holiday is, and I don't have the next dollar to spend either, so I know the feeling. But, Michael, I've watched you grow. I got a chance to coach get you as a kid in football and basketball. You've made us proud. You're making Savannah proud, and great job again. And like I said, when you get that 11th ring, I got 10 spare fingers. I need one.
Absolutely. I appreciate you and all the support that you give from Memorial Day School, and I'm just happy that we can get the publicity, especially through your show, and I appreciate everything you do for us.
Michael, always a lot of fun. Great job. Proud of you. And I'm going to tell you this two times. One is, go Blue Thunder. Now you're on the hardwood. Go Matadors.
I appreciate it.
Talk to you, Mike.
All right, thanks.
Once again, that's Michael Thompson, the head football coach over at Memorial Day School, the Georgia Independent State Association Class AA state champions 3 years in a row. They won a championship in 08 and 09. They went back-to-back. They lost in, I think, 10, 11, 12, and I know Mr. Bolin will correct me. And then finally, they've run it off. They run the table, 13, 14, 15, three-peat champions. I'm proud to say that the guys over there are my friends, and I'm proud to say that watching Michael Thompson grow into a fine young man, a excellent coach, whether it's on the football field or basketball court. He does a lot over there for those young men, somebody they can look up to. Someone who got to the next level, played at Georgia Southern, and once again, he's giving back to the school that he came from and the place that he loves. Proud of it. Once again, the 2015 Georgia Independent State School Association Class AA Champions, three-peat Memorial Day School. Next up, I got to wrap it up. I'll have about 8 minutes to talk about something. Usually on Saturdays, I talk before the break in the first hour. I call it turn two. I'll take two key points, talk about it, and that's how I'll end my show. And once again, you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk, Savannah.
Sweet. Hey, this is Mark Granger, Vice President of Granger Honda. It's harvest time, so right now you pick your ride and you pick your deal. Based on the sale price of the car you choose, trade in your old ride and get up to $5,000 more than appraised value. Or take up to $5,000 off the price of any nicer, newer car. You pick, you drive, and you save a bundle. Hurry, this deal's over at the end of the month. Or when we help 163 people pick and drive a fresh new ride. Granger Honda, a dealer for the people. On Chatham Parkway at I-16 in Savannah.
Credit requires bank approval. Vehicle purchase price tax. Actual trade allowance or discount.
The Georgia Southern Eagles are soaring into a new campaign. Basketball season and single game tickets are on sale now at gseagles.com. All 15 men's games, all 15 women's games, including 9 Sun Belt Conference doubleheaders. Season tickets start as low as $65 per sport. Or you can purchase a combo season ticket for only $120. Catch every shot, every steal, every slam dunk. Call 1-800-GSU-WIN or head to gseagles.com. Georgia Southern Hoops. The journey continues.
Levy Jewelers is proud to unveil Breitling watches as the newest addition to our Savannah lineup of fine Swiss timepieces. Since 1884, Breitling has been a specialist in technical watches and has played a crucial role in the development of the Swiss-made chronograph. Thanks to its sturdy, reliable, and high-performance instruments, Breitling timepieces have shared the skies and remains the privileged partner of aviation professionals, both civil and military. In 1952, Breitling introduced the Navitimer wristwatch, and astronaut Scott Carpenter first tested this instrument in flight aboard the Aurora 7 space capsule. Breitling is one of the last remaining independent Swiss watch brands and also produces its own mechanical chronograph movements entirely developed and manufactured in its proprietary workshops and backed by its exclusive 5-year warranty. Breitling and Levy Jewelers are obsessed with quality and invite you to view this exciting addition. Exclusively available at Levy Jewelers and only in Savannah at our newly renovated Oglethorpe Mall store location. Come in and see them today.
Are you looking to buy a house or refinance your current mortgage? Stop right now. My name is David Soderlund, owner of Harbor Mortgage Company, and I'm here to walk you through it all. Taking out a mortgage these days can be confusing, to say the least. What type of loan should I take out? What do I qualify for? Is my credit score good enough? Or how do we get started? At Harbor Mortgage, we've got your answers. We've helped individuals and families from all walks of life, from the 800 credit score home buying veteran to the credit challenged first time home buyer and everyone in between. At Harbor Mortgage, we do VA loans, FHA loans, conventional loans, jumbo loans. We do all of them. When it comes to getting a mortgage, we'll have your game plan. To start that conversation, call 912-920-0770. Visit us online at harbormortgagecompany.com or simply stop by our office on King George Boulevard. There's no obligation, there is no pressure, and there's no upfront money. Let's just have a conversation. At Harbor Mortgage, we're here for you. Visit us online at harbormortgagecompany.com or call 912-920-0770. Harbor Mortgage, your light in the fog.
Georgia Residential Mortgage License 16551, MLS number 168026.
Yates Astro presents the Big Bug Call-In Show on WBUG Radio.
Thanks for calling the Big Bug. Go ahead, caller.
Why should I be afraid of Yates Astro more than the big national guys?
Two reasons. One, they've been killing us since 1928, and they're darn good at it. And B, the word compromise is not in their dictionary.
Sometimes I feel paranoid, like the other shoe's about to drop.
Yates Astro is the other shoe, my friend.
Call Yates Astro today at 651-9000.
Hey, it's your running shoes talking to you. Remember us? Yeah, all those long evening runs, the early morning sprints. Remember that 10K we did together? What happened? At Optum Orthopedics, we know you're not yourself when even just one part of you is hurt. That's why our award-winning doctors cover every bone in the body, and we work together as a team to get you feeling like you again. It's an approach we call combined strength. Optum Orthopedics. We get you back to you. Visit OptumHealth.com.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. Carl
DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here live on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, FM 104.3. That's right, we're live in the ESPN studio on a Monday night. This is the Monday night edition, and don't forget, right after the show, I'm going to hand the ball off to Mark Richt. Probably the last time I can ever say that, because the man has just been released of his duties at the University of Georgia, and we'll get to that point. Like I said, it's time to take turn two. I'd like to talk about two key points in the world of sports right now. I know Savannah, Georgia. I'd like to talk about Savannah, Georgia points. But tonight I'm going to go to the pro side. I'm going to talk about Kobe Bryant. 20 years pro basketball player, and he's realized it's time to hang up the shoes. And you know what? He's got it right. I mean, he's struggling. He's not playing up to what he wants to be. And, I could live with that. I mean, I heard some people talking today, and during the school day, I don't get a chance to listen to sports talk radio, but before coming to work this morning, I heard people saying, why didn't he wait so long? Why didn't he do it like Derek Jeter did it before the season even started? Because he didn't know where he was at. I have no problem with Kobe Bryant coming out and saying that, it's time to hang up the shoes. And, a lot of people are upset. A lot of people, are mad at him. But you know what? You know it. When it's time to give it up, it's time to give it up. And sometimes our sports athletes hang on too long after their greatness, their careers have dissipated into shells of themselves. And, I'm glad Kobe realized that this year, this is it. He's going to hang it up. He's going to get his kudos going to all the cities in the NBA. Just a great player to watch. And I'm not a big NBA fan because I'm a traditional basketball player, a basketball coach. I want to see zones. I want to see different defenses. I want to see the teams challenged. And, in the NBA, they play man-to-man, and they get away with a lot of stuff that don't get away with at high school or college levels. And I like to watch it when we get to the playoffs because that's when it's really exciting. But, never a big basketball fan. Always been a big college basketball fan or a college football fan. And I grew up where pro sports is the only thing you had. But, of course, in the metropolitan area of New York, but Kobe Bryant, another class act. He's had his bumps like all our professional athletes do. And, with social media, before even social media hit the airwaves, he had himself in a little bit of trouble. But, you know, people forgive, people forget, and, you know, people give people second chances. And Kobe Bryant got a second chance, and I think he's done good. So, once again, I'm not upset with the way he's retiring. I think he's doing the right thing at the right time. He knows it's time to give it up. And, you know, I go back, way back to my youth, as I'd like to say. You know, when Willie Mays came back to the New York Mets after having a stellar career with the New York Giants and the San Francisco Giants, and this is 1973, you know, I was a freshman in high school. Yeah, I'm an old guy. And, you know, him trying to play baseball, he just didn't have the skills. You know, Willie Mays, the greatest baseball player I think I ever watched play the game of baseball growing up, and he just couldn't glide across center field anymore. So, you know, I think Kobe Bryant has done the best thing. Now, we're throwing a ball over to first base now. We just stepped on second base. We're turning to, and once again, Mark Richt. I'm shocked, but I'm not shocked. I met the guy 3 or 4 times, never had a really long conversation with him, and would always stick in the back of my mind. I was up there 2 years ago when they lost the heartbreaker to Missouri, and I was coming out of the coach's little coach's box where, you know, you show your coach's pass, you get in free, and I was coming out, and he was coming through a tunnel, of course, the State Patrol all around him, but, you know, and he didn't know it was me. He tapped me on the back, and, you know, he looked at me, and he says, please take it easy on my guys. I mean, I don't know the man in the hole in the wall, and he's defending his players, and that's what I think Georgia is going to miss the most. Here's a guy that cared about the kids he brought to Athens, who played between the hedges for 15 years. He's got such a relationship, just like any great coach has relationships with his players. Michael Thompson, I mean, just talking to, you know, Shavari Williams tonight. I mean, just coaches leave an impact on these kids. And Mark Richt has touched a lot of lives, and it's just hard to say that. You know, the Mark Richt era is gone. But I'm telling you right now, I just got a tweet. He's got a meeting at the University of Maryland. My gut feeling is, why not go back to your alma mater? Go back to Miami. Build that program back up to what it once was, how it's Snellenberg did back in the 70s. And, what's his name? I can't remember his name. He's on the NFL show every Jimmy Johnson. I mean, bring Miami, the U, back to where it was. I mean, I would love to see him do that. I mean, he is from Nebraska. He wound up going to play college football. Well, he was a backup quarterback to Jim Kelly, the great Jim Kelly. He took the Buffalo Bills to four Super Bowls, but didn't win it. So I can see him doing a great job going to one of those schools. And there's so many schools out there looking for a guy like him. I don't think he's ready to retire. I think he's ready to be a college head coach. You know, some people, far-fetched. Well, let's bring him back to Georgia and make him the offense coordinator. Why would you do that? Why would you bring him back? The man knows his football. The man was one of the best quarterback coaches and offense coordinators ever. I mean, he did it with Bobby Bowden for such a long time down at Florida State. So, I don't know what to tell you, but once again, I got 1 minute to go here, and, you know, this is only an hour. It feels like 15 minutes. The hour flew by, as always. It was a lot of fun. Got to thank my Goomba, even though he's not Italian, down there and running the board in the studio for me behind the scenes. My man Kevin, the Biscuits Gravy, the host of 3 and Out. You can hear that every Monday through Friday right here from 3 to 6, and does a great job. Keep in mind following the show right here on ESPN Radio Savannah and Hilton Head. AM 1400, FM 104.3. I could say it for the last time. I'm handing the ball off to the Mark Richt Show. Just remember, I'll be back Saturday, every Saturday morning from 9 until 11, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. You can listen to your source for Savannah area sports. It's the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Enjoy the rest of your week, and whatever you may be doing, always hit it out of the park. And until this weekend, always have a great week. And remember, this is all on ESPN Radio, Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk, Savannah.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.